Sri Lanka has taken a strong step with animal rights, banning the ritual sacrifice of animals by Hindu groups. The wise Alex Jacobs decided to explore the religious practice.
The Sri Lankan government's decision to ban Hindu animal sacrifice is a complex one, according to Associate Professor Rowan Bastian, who says the ban stretches beyond affecting one minority group.
When the government imposes a ban like this, it's not simply a ban on an ethnic minority's religion. Here's the big Sinhala Buddhist majority government banning animal sacrifice. This is having an impact on the minority ethnic group's rights. It's much more complex than that, because you'll find that there are many of the members of the Tamil Hindu community who would support the ban, and likewise they would support the ban that the government has been mooting for quite some time now regarding cattle slaughter, so that there's to be no slaughter of beef cattle. This is a practice which is primarily done by Muslims and also, to an extent, Christians.
Some deities in the Hindu faith take animal or blood sacrifice, while many receive fruit and vegetables. In fact, many Hindus are supportive of the ban that would extend to the butchery of cows by other religious groups.
Within Hinduism itself, there's considerable opposition to animal sacrifice amongst many, many Hindus. They don't participate in it. And they are generally themselves vegetarian, and they would generally not worship or only worship in exceptional circumstances those deities that accept sacrifice. These animals are not bled to death in the way in which you find in some animal sacrifice traditions in other parts of the world. The animal will oftentimes be speared through its carotid artery and will bleed to death. In the case of these goat and chicken sacrifices in Sri Lanka, they're decapitated. It's pretty instantaneous.
Interestingly, Bastian claims many Buddhists are involved in animal sacrifice, despite largely claiming they are against the practice.
You would find amongst mainstream Buddhists, you would find that the official line is that there's no animal sacrifice. Now, the main and the most notorious temple in Sri Lanka for animal sacrifice is the Bhadrakali temple at Muneswaram in Chulao, which is just about 80 kilometres north of Colombo. And this is where I've been doing research since the 1980s. The majority of the worshippers who go to that temple are Buddhists, and the majority of the people who make offerings of animals to be sacrificed are Buddhists.
The actual policing of the ban would be simple enough in public, but it is the private rituals which are often more common.
Animal sacrifice in many Hindu temples then sort of went on the quiet. So animals were given, and they were given by devotees with the expectation that they would be sacrificed. It was not like, oh, here, have a chicken and you can let it run around the grounds of the temple. The expectation was that it would be killed and offered to the goddess. Now, this was then done very quietly in a shed, well away from everywhere or anywhere. Generally, it was only a major public event in association with the annual festivals. Those public sacrifices are kind of easy to police.
Ultimately, this decision is seen as a largely political one by the Sri Lankan government as they look to gain the favour of extremist Buddhist groups.
I think what's more interesting in this story is the fact that the government has moved to enforce and make an official ban at this particular time, and this relates to the internal politics of the Sri Lankan state and how you've got different opposition groups and everybody competing for the Buddhist extremist vote. And I think that that's one of the big factors behind this.
That was Associate Professor Rohan Bastian from Deakin University. Adelaide-based Hindu priest Ashok Sharma says the decision is one which would only affect some Hindus as they celebrate Ganesh Chaturthi festival.
They don't eat for their vegetarian for the animals. They keep it for the protect for that one. For they protect for the evil or anything. For you know, that's why they keep it for the animals. Today is for the special for the Ganesha's birth. So we're celebrating for all of the India and then for all of the countries and then for the Ganesha birthday celebration.
Hindu priest Sri Ashok Sharma ending that report by the wise Alex Jacobs.